Hello, 2% Collective. Welcome back to the 2% Solution, where we aim for small daily improvements that accumulate into massive transformations. I'm your host, Diamond Well, and today's episode revolves around an essential choice we must make daily. Beautifully encapsulated in Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist, one of my favorite quotes, it's the possibility of having a dream come true that makes life interesting. Oh, I love that one. We're discussing choosing to live our personal legend today, not waiting for some indefinite maybe tomorrow future. It's about being proactive, not reactive, and pursuing a fulfilled life. Let's just dive right into it. Every day, we literally stand at a crossroads. One path is active, choosing to live fully, embracing opportunities, taking risks, and stepping out of our comfort zones, where the other is passive, waiting for the perfect, the right circumstances, or even the ideal version of ourselves just to magically appear. But here's the catch. Life isn't a rehearsal. It's happening right now. And every moment we spend waiting is a moment we're not truly living. Research in positive psychology consistently shows that happiness and fulfillment are often byproducts of engaging actively with life. A study from the University of California found that individuals actively seeking life experiences are significantly happier and more fulfilled than those who passively wait for life to happen. Think about it. When was the last time something great happened while you were sitting back and just waiting for it? Greatness often comes from action, from the decision to move forward despite the uncertainty. I love Tony Robbins' quote, "It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped." Powerful, right? Every decision to act brings you closer to the life you've imagined, shaping your destiny one choice at a time. Now let's talk about what it means to choose to live a great life. It starts with setting intentions daily, not just big life goals, but small daily actions that align with those goals. It's about cultivating gratitude for the big wins and the small victories, as well as the lessons learned along the way. And what about taking risks? Yeah, stepping into the unknown can be scary, but it's also where growth happens. Each risk you take builds confidence. And each failure is another step towards success. Remember, comfort zones are comfortable because they're familiar, not because they're necessarily beneficial. Choosing to live a great life also means prioritizing your health and well-being. Whether committing to regular physical activity, eating well, or ensuring you get enough rest, your body and mind are the foundations for building greatness. So how can you start choosing rather than waiting? Begin by asking yourself each morning, what can I do today that will push me toward the life I want? It might be something small, like reading a book on a topic you love. It might be something a little bit bigger, like starting a new project or reaching out to someone who inspires you. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that the choice isn't always easy, but it's always yours to make. Choosing to live a great life is an act of courage, a statement that you're not willing to life pass you by. And if you're listening to this, thinking about how to start making those choices, you're already on the right path. If you found value in today's conversation, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little push to start choosing their great life. As always, I'd love to hear your stories and thoughts. So leave a review, maybe a comment. Heck, just a quick little tweet or a DM just to say, hey, this is how I'm choosing to live my legend. I'd so love to hear from you. I'm Diamond Well, your cheerleader and coach in this life improvement journey. Here's to making every day count and improving by just 2% every day. Stay strong, stay motivated, and let's make life great by choice, not by chance.